Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it's time for our weekly market recap with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, I thought we'd start off today's program by talking about the recent passing of the Chicago Board of Trade grain futures pits. And it was this last Monday where the CME group transitioned to all electronic on the corn and soybean futures contracts. What do you think about that change, Roy?
Well, it's really interesting. I've been to the Board of Trade a couple of times, and it was always interesting to me to watch the interaction there, because it kind of reminded me of getting stuck inside a beehive. There's just so much activity going on and so many people doing so many things, and it always amazed me that there was any possible way of surviving in the chaos like that, and now we don't have that. Now, as far as the grains, the corn, soybeans, and wheat are concerned, all the transactions are going to take place based on what trade is going on worldwide at the time. I was trying to find a word to describe it, but it really is worldwide. I mean, you might be selling soybeans and West Point, Nebraska, and the buyer might be in Abu Dhabi or Calcutta or more than likely Peking. So it's just a whole different approach. And my impression from what little trading that I've ever done there that those things are very accurate, and they really get the job done for you when you want to put in an order and have it filled, fairly soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, the plus side to moving to an electronic trade is that it's fairly instantaneous. But on the other side of it, the drawback is it's fairly instantaneous. I mean, the feeling of the participants in the market is kind of lost in this computer, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we were relating before we started recording this that I've been across the desk from a broker and said, I want to buy X number of bushels of soybeans, or I want to buy X number of shares of some company, and before I get that out of my mouth, he's got the trade made and has the price and knows what was done. So I say you have to be very specific and have exactly in your mind what you want to do before you call the broker, and when you call the broker, you give him the order, and he repeats it, and it's done. Just that quick.
Huh, very interesting. We see how this electronic trade, it is the law of the land now, so it is going to take us forward, I guess. So, well, we better take a little bit of time and talk about this week's market, because it was an interesting market, wasn't it, Roy, this week?
It was an interesting market, especially from the standpoint that we got that rally that everybody looks for, saying, this summer I'm going to sell beans on the rally. Well, we got the rally now. The question is, are you going to sell beans? And, I guess I look at what the market has done since that report came out, and it really has been more positive than negative, and that it doesn't look like we're going to turn and go right straight back down. We may turn and go down, but it's not going to be real fast, because there are some bullish fundamentals out there. The weather, of course, and demand from the Chinese, who are having their own problems right now, and there's just a lot of factors there, and most of them, to me, seem to be bullish. And so, I guess set your targets. If you're inclined to forward contract for this fall's crop, decide what points you're satisfied to take a little bit of profit and put the order in, and don't worry about it.
All right, very good. For folks that would like to get more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
All right, very good. It's good to talk to you. Thank you much. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I'll certainly look forward to it.
You absolutely, us too. Thank you much. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.